Shout out to the Royal Priesthood. Just want to thank those for tuning in to the podcast. Raw and Gutter with your boy Gangsta Brute KD. And I just got something to say about this. I know I'm very late to the party, but I want to speak on this Deion Sanders situation, which everybody just all of a sudden is upset about, or whatever the case may be. But you seem to, the real problem is that you had a bunch of dishonest people in his circle, and it reminds me of the book that I read when the chicken was the only one putting in work, you know, making the bread, but yet everybody else wanted to come in and eat the bread, although none of them helped the chicken make the bread. It reminds me of that story because this is exactly what this is. And it reminds me of a verse in Isaiah 3:10 where it speaks about only the righteous shall bear, the righteous that bears fruit should be able to bear, only ones that be able to bear it. Now, this is how Deion got rewarded. He got rewarded with a contract with a Division I school. It happens to be in Colorado, named the Colorado Buffaloes. But for the dishonest people around them, here's the fruit that they bear. They bear more dishonesty, which could lead to the collapse of the school in the future if they don't change their ways. Now, the punishment that they got is that they lost a good man who was a NFL Hall of Famer and a great college football player from Florida State. They lost a man that has put everything into that school, which was in dire need. That is the fault of the crooked people and evil people around him that decided to not put in any work. They lost that man for good, for their dishonest activity. Now, whether they were cooking the books or not, which I believe they were, but not helping him turn that football program around, that just shows how evil Israel could be. But everybody want to run their mouth talking about strong leaders are necessary. I'm not even sure if there's many left. But what was surrounded Deion, it's like, it was a bunch of snakes around Deion. So people need to quit saying that if they're not willing to step up and be those leaders themselves. I mean, that's just my honest opinion of it. But then again, on the flip side, well, let me not talk about that. Back to Isaiah 3:10. The righteous, which is Deion Sanders, got what they deserve, which is a brand new contract from the college football team, the Colorado Buffaloes, and the dishonest snakes at Jackson State got what they deserve, which was a mess that they have to clean up themselves just for being dishonest. And as we all know, dishonesty does not go very far. And it would not surprise me if Jackson State collapsed as a whole down the road. It would not surprise me. So the lesson here is righteousness prevails, unrighteousness do not. This is your boy, Raw Gutter, the Raw Gutter host, Gangsta Brew, KD8 to the 4, and shout a wham to the entire royal priesthood, the ones that are actually obeying Yahweh with everything that they have, with their laws, statutes, and commandments. The ones that are following them deserve to be blessed, and the ones that don't, don't. Peace and love, Israel.